Coming up on today's show, we're going to catch up on some Disney news, and we're going to take a deep dive into Bay Lake. That's coming up today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 498 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam, and I am joined by John.
Hello.
Was that a line from a ride?
This is a future ride.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Hello there.
I got caught off guard. I was paying attention to something else.
You're watching baseball.
Apparently. Yes, I'm watching I didn't expect this to go to extra innings, and given who's on the mound, I don't think it'll last much longer anyway.
So, wow.
Anyway.
So, baseball is more important.
No, it's not more important necessarily, but.
Yeah. When it's exciting, it's more exciting.
Yes.
That's saying something if baseball is more exciting.
Let us continue. You just said we're going into Bay Lake.
Yeah, so get ready. Get your swims, get your dive gear on.
What are we going to find at the bottom of Bay Lake since we're diving in?
Well, we're going to talk about what they did find at the bottom of Bay Lake.
Ooh.
And more. But we'll get to that.
I was going to say, I had a very poor taste joke that I was thinking of, but I'm not going to go there.
Don't do it. So there was some more good news coming out of Disney World, the Disney sphere this week. So we'll get to that. But first, you know, the official construction walls have come up around Muppet's Courtyard, and like, stuff is starting to get torn down or taken down. So sadly, that's happening. It's sad to see it like slowly disappear.
Yeah, it's funny. I got to thinking over in that area, I never ate at either of the restaurants that was in that area. Mama Mel Rose's or Pizza Rizzo. Yes. I never did choose.
I mean, that's part of the reason why they're getting rid of it. It's honestly because not a lot of people did, honestly.
Well, I mean, Mama Mel Rose's has been around for a while, right? So, but yeah. You're saying nobody went over there? It's like they couldn't find it?
I mean, it's tucked back into the corner. I think that's why, for example, Restaurant Marrakesh hasn't reopened as a restaurant, because it's so far back in Morocco that no one knows where it is. So
possibly,
how are you going to find it? So it's kind of like that. Although, yeah. I mean, it was busy. Like, I never saw it, like, empty. But it was always, it's like, kind of a journey to get there. And that whole area was kind of underutilized after Galaxy's Edge came along. And Streets of America closed and all that. So there was no reason to go back there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There was never really a lot of things that drew attention back there, but I didn't realize that the Muppet store hadn't been open since COVID.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it'd been that long. It's been 5 years.
As the other reason is, once you got out of the Muppets, there's nothing to do. So I'm trying to remember, was that Christmas shop still open? I think it was last time.
No. I don't know how long it's been since it's been closed, but it was not open. Nope.
Mm. So yeah, there was used to be that Christmas shop over there too. Maybe that was pre-COVID, last time I was in there.
I'll always have a memory of, we have it on video, late 90s. We had, interestingly enough, we got wet on the back lot tour. And it had nothing to do, I don't think, with Catastrophe Canyon. There was, we were sitting near the back car, and for some reason there was water leaking from the side. Like off the top of the roof. I don't know what it was from. Maybe it had rained harder earlier. I don't really recall.
Catastrophe Canyon previously, still leaking.
I guess, but it's almost like it came from like air conditioning or something, which they don't have air conditioning on those. It was open air, wasn't it? So did they blow any air on you? I'm trying to remember. So, anyway, it was just weird where the water was coming from. But Mom wanted to have a picture taken with that snowman for some reason, and Dad had the camera to take it, and she said, "Don't get my wet clothes." And he was like, "Well, take them off then." And she was like, "My wet side, you know."
Yes, right.
I was like, this is always going to be what I think of when I saw that spot. Well, I guess it's going away now, so I can't think of that every time I anymore. Yes. But that was one of those things, like every time I saw the snowman, that was what I thought of.
Nice. Like, nope. Your dad had a great sense of humor.
Well, it was, you know, it was a setup.
Yeah.
Don't get my wet clothes. Right. We'll take them off.
Very Rodney Dangerfield type.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
I don't know. But yes, I remember taking a picture in 97 by that snowman, and I was pretending to be cold, yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So yes, I remember that snowman.
I remember a lot of videos that were taken on the New York street.
Yeah. I found recently the 2015 was the last year of Osborne Lights, I believe. The video I took of Osborne Lights that year, that was pretty cool to see. And it was that some of it was in that area too, yeah, obviously. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Kind of sad to see. So, the biggest thing that was removed recently that has really upset me is the turnstile from the People Mover. I don't know why this made headlines, but.
Oh, gosh.
You know what's funny, though? Last time I was there, you know, a few weeks ago, and we did People Mover, and the thought popped into my head when I crossed through that turnstile was like, how long has this thing been here? And is it still work? Like, actually, is it still counting? Like,
did you look on the sides to see if it still had a number?
I think it still did. I think it still did. I think it still was counting up, so yeah. It's kind of been there since 71. Actually, no, the People Mover wasn't there in 71, so.
Well, no, what I was saying was there a counter on the sides? Was it on the side or the inside?
I can't remember, but I don't remember. I wasn't looking last time. I should have, but I seem to remember there being one.
Those things have probably rolled over multiple times.
Yeah.
Over.
They probably didn't count over, like, the hundreds or maybe the thousands. How many guests a day ride the People Mover? Probably in the thousands, but.
Well, it's constantly moving, so it should have a lot of turnover.
Maybe.
I don't know if it still stands, but once upon a time, Spaceship Earth was the most visited attraction in all of Walt Disney World. Seeing as how it had a head start, it probably is still.
That's a good question. So, what would
I wonder if they keep up with that.
I mean, Haunted Mansion hasn't been more than, I guess.
No, I think it has to do with probably the time period, the fact that it's constantly moving, the fact that it had four people per car versus two or three. Yeah, right. Yeah, That's how Haunted Mansion went.
But it had a 10-year head start.
11 years. Yes, but I mean, I remember the stories, like the stats were that it was had more people go through it than any other place in Walt Disney World. That might have been prior to the studios, but then again, there's nothing that's considered like a big people eater at the studios. I don't think there's ever been a big people eater except for maybe the Great Movie Ride. That might be considered a people eater.
But I don't think it got the kind of numbers like an Omni Mover would get. So.
Right, exactly, because it was not constantly moving. Yeah, good point. So, I don't even think they have one of those types of attractions over at the studios. Is there any ride this like that? An Omni Mover type ride? I don't think there is.
Yeah.
They just won it in extra innings, by the way.
Good for the Braves. Okay.
Austin Riley was the hero.
So jumping back to Hollywood Studios, I did want to mention, as we were talking about the construction of Monsters, Inc. Land, they released slightly updated concept art, and the latest bio-reconstruct photos shows that they've fenced off some parking lot. Like, I think that's cast member parking lot area behind basically Galaxy's Edge and the Muppets Courtyard area for them to do this building and probably reroute some backstage areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was further along than this, to be honest, though. I haven't done anything backstage yet, so. How long is it going to take them to build this coaster and building? Several years, I take it.
Shorter amount of time than it once did. Well, in recent history, because they're going to be probably working on it quicker or more consistently, constantly than they did in the post-COVID era.
Right.
I mean, I guess we're technically still in the post-COVID era, but you know what I mean? We're further removed, far enough removed that things are pretty much like back to full speed. So,
right. Yeah, it seems like things are actually happening quicker than Disney has been doing over the last 5 years. I guess Galaxy's Edge was pretty fast.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't even remember when they started it. What was it, 17? Because wasn't it 17? Wait a minute, 17 was when we just got the...
Yeah, 16 is when Great Movie Ride closed. I think Backlot Tour closed a little bit before that.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is when our show started almost 8 years ago.
Yeah.
We were talking about the D23 in which they made all the announcements regarding Galaxy's Edge, was it not? So they essentially built that in 2 years.
Yeah. So it was fast before it took them 5 to do Tron, whatever. Because of COVID, obviously.
Toy Story Land was built in around the same time. It actually opened first.
It was a year prior.
Was it a year prior? Full year? I thought it was just the spring of the same year.
I think it was July 20.
Oh, you're right. July of 18. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of slow construction, Woody's Lunchbox has finally got shade after so many years.
Yeah.
They've been working on that forever, and it looks like this could have taken them like 2 days, but
based on what they put up.
Yeah.
I really feel like with a lot of, let's just say newer theme parks, like theme parks when they're new, they have a tendency to put shrubbery and greenery in that's young and with the intentions of it growing up over time, right?
Mm-hmm.
To create more shade. I think that's kind of the intentions they have with some of the things in Toy Story Land, but I mean, they didn't incorporate enough, period. I mean, especially if it's supposed to be Andy's backyard. Well, Andy's backyard apparently is barren of grass. Because, I mean, there's like hardly any of that, anything that looks like that back there.
There's a little.
So,
yes, they have some plants that look like grass, but it's mostly around Slinky Dog area. But yeah, it doesn't look much like that.
Not that I've seen Andy's backyard, because I have no idea.
There's a soundbite. Moving on. Is Stormlong Bay about to reopen? I saw that. Oh, it's reopened now, finally, because it had a refurb, too. So that was another... Anything change about it? I don't see anything major. I guess
I think it just needed an extended, I guess, refurbishment. I don't know. Has it ever really been down for all that long over a period of time? I don't think it ever has.
I guess not, because...
You think about how long that pool is, how big it is. Like, it almost requires a theme park-like maintenance, so surprising that it's not down more often.
More often, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, they don't discount the rooms when the pool's down, which that's a huge draw for the hotel, but...
Yeah. Well, and I said theme park, I mean water park-esque maintenance, because I'm pretty sure the lazy rivers get maintenance whenever those are down. Although, there's a lot of stuff at Blizzard Beach that it just didn't have, and didn't have anything. They had a lot of work that needed to be done, and fortunately, they did it during COVID. As far as keeping slides clean and up to date and everything like that.
So, yeah, I'm just looking through like Tropical Americas at Animal Kingdom coming along. There's a lot of land cleared there, that cranes and such showing up. They also announced the Boneyard would be closing at the end of this year. So that was earlier than expected. So that was another one of those announcements that shows things are moving quicker.
Is... The riverboat's closed now, isn't that right?
They're closing July, 6th or something?
7th? It's not long, yeah, okay, it's coming up, yeah, that's right. For some reason, I was thinking it was closed just because I saw a video, Adam the Woo said it was his last ride on it, but it's probably because he's going to be somewhere when it actually closes.
Yeah, he's traveling now, yeah, I think that's why.
He's doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah, I'm just looking, there's a lot of, like, Big Thunder, you know, the track looks like it's mostly replaced already and done.
Mm-hmm.
There's the new vehicle barn has been moved and looks more modern, actually, than the original one. But I guess that's a good thing. I wondered if they moved it for a particular reason, but
mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder also, are they going to make this track look aged at all? Because it's like, it looks, you know, it's like jet black, glossy, like it doesn't look like
this theme the ride, yet. Or, doesn't, you know, doesn't look like the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Yeah, it's just, it looks like a new coaster track put in an old environment, I guess. I don't know how to, it doesn't look themed as much like the old track used to, I guess. Because it looked more like wood, right? Like wooden.
Yes, it did at the time.
So I wonder if they're going to repaint any of that or just leave it black. I wonder. It doesn't look terrible, but just curious.
They saw a wood track and they wanted it painted black.
Right, exactly. I get you. Maybe they'll rename it Rock and Roller Coaster and do it with...
yeah, right. No, they're probably not doing that again, ever. Not unless they create a rock band of their own IP.
Well, the Rolling Stones are older than Big Thunder, so...
Yes. They could do that. I'm saying Disney's never going to put someone in there unless they actually create an IP, like a movie around a rock band.
Yeah, they're not going to pay anybody else to do it, yeah.
Right. They did do the special with the Beatles that they released and watched, right, so that are in showed, so maybe they could do one with the Beatles. They don't have the rights to their music.
That's possible. They do a lot bit more, you know, a lot with the Beatles stuff. Yeah.
Who has the rights to the songs now? Is it the estate of Michael Jackson, or is it someone else? Do they sell them?
Apple
Music?
Maybe.
Well, it doesn't like Disney's in the business of buying anything else anytime soon. So,
yeah.
They spent all their money on that. Matter of fact, Disney may have helped build Epic Universe for all I know. I mean, with the...
The Hulu stuff.
Right. I forgot all about that until I heard about it the other day. Like, they may have actually helped build Epic Universe.
I mean, it funded the round-the-clock construction.
Yeah.
Boo.
That was like a storage auction.
Right. I wonder if Disney has to pay Paramount, I assume, for the Twilight Zone stuff for Tower of Terror.
I don't know. Whatever deal they had worked in a long time ago, they've had to have renewed it more than once because, you know, there's been rumor of it having to change. Apparently, the Rock and Roller Coaster, though, Aerosmith, they actually had a contract that was expiring at the end of this year, coincidentally. Right. I think there were.
Yeah. So it makes you wonder if it's going to close like January 1st and reopen in like March for the Muppets or something.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep it open literally through the end of the year. Is probably, it might even close after its operation on the 31st.
Yeah, that's what I wonder. Like literally, if that's the contract. I believe it was. Yeah, well, there you have it.
Well, they had greatly reduced the merchandise over the years. Like they used to sell like Aerosmith CDs in there and stuff back when CDs were sold.
And now I don't think they even sell. Do they sell anything that has Aerosmith on it? I don't think so. This Rock and Roller Coaster, maybe, but
yeah, but I don't think they have Aerosmith on it. Yeah.
Gosh, remember the days when they had merch that was to every ride, like when you
exited? Yep. And it was actually good.
Right.
That was the other thing.
Theme to the ride. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like as elaborate as a store they have with Flight of Passage, it's like nothing in there really that, I mean, I find it hard to believe that they sell a whole lot of stuff, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, not really. That's probably one of the last ones though, where you can actually get Avatar stuff that, you know, is, I guess, sort of themed to the ride. You can get a Banshee and all that.
Yeah.
But nobody really cares about that anymore.
Yeah, and even, don't they have another movie coming up?
Yeah, it should. I don't know. There's supposed to be like five more, aren't there?
Yeah.
Coming out, right? I don't know. Or four. I don't know. Yeah, there's more. There's just a lot of little projects going on. Like we've mentioned the last several weeks, little things that are improving. So there's finally money flowing into the parks. Did you see this one, though, about this area where those lights that never really worked in the Celebration Gardens at Epcot? There's now like kind of roped it off by the planter statue that looks like a, anyway.
Really?
Because it's like, yeah, the lights are coming out of the cement and stuff. So you could trip over them. It's like, it just shows you how poorly funded that was at the end of the COVID era.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they completely like phoned it in for the last thing of Epcot. Like,
mm-hmm. It's
kind of unfortunate that Epcot got the worst of the cut funding for like everything.
Seems to
have. I really hate that. I kind of wish they'd revive it. But.
Yeah. Did you see that meme that I sent you?
Probably. Which one?
I was the one about, how did it word it? It was about how like the picture looked online or something like that versus what you actually got. Like when you order something online versus when it arrives, one of those.
Oh, yes. I remember. Yes.
Yeah. That's the difference between them.
Right.
I mean, quite frequently you get, if we think back, the Eisner era was like way underwhelming compared to the concept art.
Well, that too.
In a lot of ways.
True. Yeah. Right. But this, by far, was the worst. Unfortunate. I hope they will put some more funds to Epcot to, like, at least do, like, something with the Play Pavilion or whatever, or maybe Spaceship Earth, like they were going to redo, and maybe they can revive those plans now that they're turbocharging.
I got to be honest. I'm curious about this. Why is it, because I thought about this the other day, why does it seem like if you compare the latest, say, Disney animatronics to, say, Epic's animatronics, right? Epic seems to have a lot more reliable figures opening up than Disney did when they opened up with, say,
well,
Tiana's. Yeah, now, of course, Tiana's was an overhaul, but.
But the animatronics are, newer looking and better functioning when they work, right?
Yeah.
At first, there was a lot of issues. I think lately, though, the last two times I've done it, it's been smoother. I think Tiana's is operating a lot smoother these days, so maybe they work the kinks out.
I guess the comparison I was making is, say, for example, Monsters Unchained. I've yet to see the first video in which it looks like there's a malfunction, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. I think I've seen, though, was it the Frankenstein one? That there was one where there's, like, B-mode I saw already. Oh, there's a B-mode.
Well, everything, I'm sure, has a B-mode.
But, I mean, it's like they've had to, like, put it in B-mode for... So it's like, just like anything, it's going to have some issues here and there.
Right.
But you don't hear about it as much as the, like, Kylo Ren one, for example.
Yeah, and it could be the number of eyes and the focus on it, too.
True. Disney always gets the microscope more so.
Yeah, in recent years.
For sure.
It's because it's the fan base that's doing it most of the time.
That's true.
It's picking it apart.
The Disney stuff tends to go more viral, too. Universal can go under the radar a little bit. Not as much now, probably, but...
Yeah, I feel like they get their fair share of the spotlight. Although, it seems like now that Epic's open, it's just like everything. It's almost like what they used to say with bands and 15 minutes of fame. It's like, you forget, we are looking for the next shiny new object almost immediately after the new thing has been released. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like their moments in the sun don't last very long.
No, because it's like, I guess. So speaking of moments in the sun, Test Track is kind of the big news story is of this week. They announced the opening date finally. It looked like it was getting close, and so it indeed is close. July 22nd.
Very close. Test Track.
Yeah. And there will be pass holder previews as well as cast member previews, DVC, so it's like Disney's thing. Anytime even a rebrand, not rebrand, but like a retheme.
We're going to take advantage of this.
Yeah. So I'm guessing Muppets will get a preview whenever they convert it from Rock and Roller Coaster. So I guess we can expect this now.
I got a feeling that they're already working on this stuff that they're going to add, a lot of the stuff they're going to add. So it may not take that long, truthfully. Yeah. I feel like they've probably got stuff already behind the scenes. They got stuff that they got in place that they're going to put in there. Then again, I thought that with the Zootopia attraction, and yet they're waiting a long time for it to do it for some reason.
Yeah, that's true.
It's tough to be a bug. Do they even have a date on that one?
No, I think they had said it would be this year, though, 2025.
But yeah, I think it was like...
late.
Wasn't it winter?
Something like that.
So December 20th. So December 20th?
Or December 31st. I mean, it's still technically...
Yeah. Yeah.
New Year's Eve at 11:59 p.m. They'll have a preview for nobody in the park.
Right.
Anyway. So, yeah, that's true. We haven't even gotten an update on that, but I guess you can't really get much of a construction update because it's all kind of out of the way. You can't really see it. But anyway. But Test Track, July 22nd. And they gave us a couple of videos of sneak peeks inside. The first video I saw kind of made me think, oh, they're doubling down on Tron Track for 3.0. But it actually looks a little bit more... I don't know, futuristic than that, I guess, than Tron. It doesn't look as Tron-y. I don't know how to say
Tron-y.
But it's a lot of like little LED lights and stuff that they're, you know.
Right. Well, we know it's not exactly like Tron Track because we've seen all the greenery that they're implementing.
Yeah. That was the second video, which was like the part where you do the road course type part. They added a lot of greenery, so it looks like a tree canopy.
Yeah, the way they were talking about that, are those live trees?
No, they're not live trees.
They sure did. The way they were talking about it sure made me question it.
No.
They're very good replicas, let's put it that way.
Right. They were talking, they picked specific trees, I guess, to populate that area to make it look like the Pacific Northwest.
I wonder how big of a role AI plays in their plans now, whenever they do these things.
I'm sure it has something. I'm sure they use it for certain things, yeah. But looking at that first video, where it kind of looks like, almost looks like Christmas lights in a way. But it's like, they said like 30,000 or 29,000 lights or whatever it was. That looked like the brake area, maybe? Is that... brake test area? That was my...
Oh, where they were doing it? It looked to me like it was the area where they did the curves, like the beginning part of that to me, because some of it was a little curvy.
Like the... You mean the brake test? What do you mean the curve?
No, I mean like you when mean they after took the... brake test? Right. Like you go through those curves right before you get to the... What did they call it in the original one? They call it an evasive maneuver right before you get to that part. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here in that section. That's what it kind of looked like to me, but...
Maybe. I guess like we'll
the early out. Parts of that.
Yeah. But they haven't announced the passholder preview dates yet, but I believe I heard that cast member previews will start as early as the 27th of June. That's what I've heard. But there's no specific date on passholder or DVC yet, so... Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But that was quick. I mean, that was a year and a month from when it closed. It closed June 16th of last year, I think it was, or 15th, whatever it was. And a year and a month later, it's reopened. So, what do you think?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
For an overhaul, it's about an average. Yeah, it's probably the shortest overhaul of Test Track's career. Assuming July 22nd doesn't mean that they're going to like delay it to January.
Yeah, well, hopefully not. What they haven't said is, are they going to do a virtual queue? Are they going to do individual lightning? Hopefully not.
Well, the MO is a virtual queue even for a short time period for anything they redo now, right? Because they did it for Tiana's and it was an overhaul. True. They even did it for Journey of Water for a very short time period.
Right. They didn't need it. But yes, yes, virtual queue could be coming back, but they haven't said, so again, it's speculation, but that would follow suit with what they've done recently, so
maybe. I think it would be wise for the opening week or so to have it.
Yeah, because if they keep it on multipass, then it's going to be booked out before the 3-day window for sure. So if you're not staying at a resort.
Have they even announced that it's going to stay on MultiPass?
I'm sure it will. It would be weird if they put that one on single pass, right? That would be kind of dumb. Guardians is the obvious one.
Yeah. Guardians is the individual lightning lane. Every park still just has one, right?
Except for Magic Kingdom, it still has two, which is so dumb.
Well, they have more rides, so I guess that's the difference. But
Mine Train
should think it's dumb that Mine Train has it.
Mine Train should just be a tier one. Just leave it as a tier one.
They must be making plenty of money off Mine Trains, all I can figure. Well,
they are, but it doesn't need to be. This is kind of stupid. It was a left. Remember, they had two single passes when they first launched this stupid thing. And that didn't last very long because people hated it.
This begs to question. Let's go way into the future here.
Yeah.
So when the Cars attraction comes along.
At Magic Kingdom.
Maybe that's when they remove individual Lightning Lane from my train and move it over there. Just my thinking.
Or they just have three at Magic Kingdom now because they're money grabbers. Magic Kingdom has three single passes.
I think they'll keep it reasonable with two, unless they totally overhaul the entire system by then. That could happen. It'll be due for another overhaul at that point, at this rate, the way they keep doing it.
Yeah. But Mine Train is 11 years old now, so it's like, why is this still on a single pass? It makes no sense.
They're going to incorporate AI into the Lightning Lane system.
They really should drop Mine Train from that. It's not even getting the weights it used to, honestly. I think Tron is up that.
I guess if they had a system where AI just does it for me, I might actually be on board with that.
Does what for you?
Picks my lightning lanes.
Oh.
Then again, they might be picking bad things.
Yeah, because if you let the Genie Plus guide you, remember that one back in the field, it's like Swiss Family Treehouse. It would have the longest line ever if people just did it.
Magic carpets have Aladdin.
Right. Don't you love Dumbo?
Speedway. What's another one?
You're the Dumbo.
It's like, Genie, plan my day. Well, I have an 11 o'clock reservation at Tony's.
Right, exactly. Let's send him in a dark room and show him a picture of Winnie the Pooh. That was a Jim Gaffigan joke. All right, so let's do a quick deep dive into Bay Lake, like I was talking about, because...
All right, if you insist.
Yeah, let's get ready into the murky waters of Bay Lake.
The man-made?
No. Bay Lake is natural, though. Seven Seas Lagoon is the man-made one.
Ooh, excuse me.
So that's why I wanted to talk about Bay Lake, because I did the deep research on it to kind of get, like, what is some of the history of it. Because it is a natural lake, and it's really nice when you're out there.
You did deep research, or your girl did?
My AI did. But sure.
Yes. I don't blame you. That's the fastest way to get the info compiled.
Yes, and it took a good 30 minutes to do this, I think. If I remember really? Right. Yeah, let's see. No, this one took 12 minutes. Sorry, I was thinking something else. So it took 12 minutes. But anyway, so it is the only natural lake on Disney property. And there's something about it when you're on one of the boats. Like if you go to the Hoop-Dee-Doo or something and you're on the lake, it's very peaceful. I do love Bay Lake. And they haven't touched much of it since, you know, the initial development. But I was able to track down some of the history of it. And it says originally used by indigenous peoples like the Seminoles, but there's not really a lot of record of that, but that was the assumption. But the first record of someone owning the land was in the 1930s. It says a man named Delmar Radio Nick Nicholson lived on the island. He actually lived on the island.
He lived on the island? He like lived on...
Like Discovery Island? Yeah.
Really? Became Discovery Island?
Right. I think back then it was called... Shoot, now I'm... Crap, it had a name and now I'm... I know what's on here.
He was like on Survivor or something up there.
Right. No, but he used to do like Girl Scout camps and stuff like that. Yeah.
Which I imagine there would be a lot of wildlife out there at that time period.
Yes. He grew fruit and stuff on that island too.
So how did he get to the island? I assume a skiff or something.
By a boat. I think it was called Ryle's Island.
I was expecting to be something involving his name after he purchased it in 1930. Did they have like a lottery or something for land in there like they did in Georgia? Whenever that guy that ended up with Stone Mountain.
I don't know. But, okay, so yeah, Ryle's Island is what it was known as. And so, okay, 1955, which is kind of funny because that's when Disneyland was built. So when Disneyland was about to open, a group of Orlando businessmen formed the Bay Isle Club and acquired the land and surrounding shoreline. They envisioned it as a private campground and hunting retreat. And so they went, visited the island. They owned it at the time in the 1960s when a mystery buyer made an offer on the property that they couldn't refuse, I guess. So,
yes.
So
one of the made up companies of Walt Disney.
Yeah, one of the shell companies purchased the tract that had Bay Lake on it. Bob Foster, who operated under the alias Bob Price while negotiating.
You know, it is pretty impressive. Well, even for the day, that he managed to scoop up as much as he could before it became public knowledge that it was him, you know. How much he managed to acquire.
Yeah.
Prior to people finding out.
Right. Yeah. What's a couple of the dummy corporations that Disney used, there was one that was called the MT Lot Company. MT Lot.
L-O-T. MT Lot.
Yeah. That's funny. And then there's the Latin American Development and Management Corporation. Was another one that they used. So,
you know, it's funny. I imagine, I don't really know for sure. You might have that information there, but I'm pretty sure what probably tipped people off as to who is behind it is probably the dates of the creation of these companies. They had to be kind of close together.
Well, it did. It come unraveled at some point. Yeah. Okay. So when Walt purchased it under $200 an acre, it says.
Has it ever been estimated what they think it would have cost if Disney had have made offers on it outright? Like how much they would have raised the price?
I know the price jumped like it was like 100% increase once they realized it was Disney, like the surrounding land. Yeah. It's like it's in one of these books I have, yeah. Like just how much it jumped. It was insane, like how much it increased. But once Disney owned it and started developing the land, it says they drained it completely in 1969 and over 3 billion gallons of water was removed. And then they found, once they kind of cleared some sludge and whatever underneath, that there was pure white sand underneath. And that's what they used to line Seven Seas Lagoon with, was the land, the sand underneath Bay Lake.
So I got to point something out. It's natural, but yet they drained it. So doesn't that kind of make the second iteration man-made?
Kind of. I mean, they just put water back into it, though, once they finished that. But once they did drain it and sort of cleaned up the underneath, they found that sand. They used the sand for beaches at the Seven Seas Lagoon. And I guess the other thing that was they discovered, I mean, that it must have been like part of an ancient ocean floor, like however many millions of years ago or whatever. So interesting. And now that sand is what's around Seven Seas Lagoon and probably the contemporary beach, I guess, if there is still any over there. I think there is a little bit. And it created that iconic waterway over, you know, connecting the Seven Seas Lagoon and Bay Lake. Moving on to the Seven Seas Lagoon for a minute. You know, the wave machine that... You remember, so the wave machine only lasted 2 years, but I guess remnants of it are still there. But, you know, I've seen videos of it back in the day, you know, Goofy surfing on it and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing all the recreational activities that were happening on both Bay Lake and Seven Seas Lagoon back in the day.
It was much more active than it is now.
Yeah.
Like in the 70s and 80s, guests could swim in the Bay Lake. Bay Lake.
No, I was going to say, like, didn't have to be concerned with, like, gator attacks or what have you. So, which is, it didn't seem to be, which is weird.
Like, yeah, like,
you know, they had to be there.
Right. It's like, it's amazing that nobody got, that didn't happen before that.
Yeah.
But it says River Country opened in 1976, and it used filtered Bay Lake water, which...
Filtered by what?
I don't know.
It opened right up into it, did it not?
Kind of, yeah. I guess they filtered it somehow. But it still had the tint, you know, the greenish, like, dark color.
Yeah.
Bay Lake did.
It was like, we filtered it by putting this net up in the water between...
Yes.
They filter well, like, from getting in there. We're talking about stuff potentially getting into a water park and being a problem. That right. would have been the prime example.
Didn't people die of, like, bacteria infections and stuff from the water, I think? From River Country?
Rither, I thought you were going to say dysentery.
Well, I mean, it was like, oh, no, here it is. Okay. In 1980, a tragic amoeba-related death happened at River Country. So... It did happen.
Well, I mean, that was like an old-fashioned swimming hole. I kind of regret that I never actually went over there, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm surprised we never did.
Well, it was still open circa 99, I think.
Mm-hmm. It closed in 2001.
Yeah, it had three water parks open at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we never took advantage of that.
So we did go to Discovery Island, though, did we not, back in the day? Did we?
I feel like I have been there at least once a long time ago. I don't really remember a whole lot about it, though.
Because Discovery Island did open. It was the zoological park, mm-hmm. but it closed in 1999 because Animal Kingdom was considered, you know, the same and kind of redundant to have another Discovery Island. So they... closed the original Discovery Island in 1999.
Yeah. I remember seeing videos of people like sneaking onto it after it was closed too. I have no idea what's out there now. It's probably still abandoned.
Yeah, it is abandoned. Yeah, they haven't done anything. What could Disney do with it today, though? That's an interesting thought. Be interesting if they built like some, like almost like a resort on there that...
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that was another candidate for back when it was popular of potentially using Lost for that island.
That'd be interesting.
That was discussed for using something Lost related, and of course, Tom Sawyer was also discussed using something Lost related back when Lost was popular and Disney owned it, of course.
Right.
Or it was on ABC, right? So
the abandoned stuff on there looks like the Dharma Initiative, right?
Some of it, the way they did it, reminded me of, like, you know, Jurassic Park, like the ones they did after the dinosaurs took over, so to speak. Those,
right? Yeah,
some of those, like maybe three.
Yeah, I will say, yeah, the videos you have seen, probably the last one was probably pre-COVID, maybe during COVID, but it is very hard to get there without getting caught because it's in the middle of the island. There's boats going by all the time. So it'd be very hard to get a boat out there. So don't try it. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
So, of course, Contemporary was the first resort built shortly thereafter. Fort Wilderness opened the same year, 71. And in 1994, Wilderness Lodge opened on the Bay Lake. Mm-hmm. And, you know, originally there was supposed to be a Persian resort on the north shore of Bay Lake, but that never happened. Kind of the oil crisis and all that in the early 70s stopped that. But that would have been interesting if there was a Persian resort on Bay Lake. Like, I wonder if it would still be the same today if it was actually built back in the 70s, say.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder why they haven't tried to develop the other side of it, basically, with hotels?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because this would have kind of been on that side, like above the contemporary. So it kind of would have been over there.
Well, I mean, like if you've ever driven on one of the boats that they have.
Mm-hmm. I think it's too swampy.
You can ride way to the east, I guess it would be, based on the map, and over in the corner there. And there's lots of land there. I just don't know. Maybe it's not very buildable, or maybe they thought it was a little bit too far away.
Possibly.
I would think that, you know, they could develop it and, you know, have ferry transportation. And, you know,
I think looking at it, you know, if you look at it on the satellite map, I think there's two reasons. One, it's on the very north end of the Disney-owned property. So I think, for one, to get there, like, there's no roads that go on that far side of the lake, except maybe you could maybe connect it to Fort Wilderness somehow, but then it's behind a gate. So I don't know how you could expand Fort Wilderness maybe, but it's already huge. So anyway, so there's probably lack of infrastructure, and then it looks kind of swampy. I don't think that land is very suitable. It looks pretty swampy.
Well, that was one of the main reasons why World Showcase Lagoon exists, is because it was not
suitable grade.
Right. It was not suitable for building otherwise, so they made it into a lagoon.
Yeah, I've heard also that where the Venetian resort was going to go between Contemporary and TTC is also not suitable for building, but that land looks a lot more
like, mm-hmm.
suitable than Bay Lake. North,
it's like you could fit one more, even smaller resort maybe there.
Yeah. It does make you wonder if Magic Kingdom Resorts, if they're going to build another one. That could be a monorail resort, but I don't see where another monorail resort can go, so.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
And it's pretty obvious at this point that they're pretty much never going to expand the monorail track.
Yeah. So, yes, there is more development, though, happening where River Country used to be. It was originally called Reflections, the Lakeside Lodge and Rehab Center.
You're going to go there.
But now it's called the Lakeshore Lodge. And
much better.
Yeah, a little bit better. It's harder to make the connection of, like, it being...
Same resort, just change the name.
Yeah. Lakeshore Lodge and Rehab Center. It doesn't sound the same. But it says it's supposed to open in 2027. And there was a news story this week about that. So it sort of ties into this, that they're building these A-frame looking cabins for Lakeshore Lodge. So I would love to be able to stay in one of the Wilderness Lodge cabins, but...
Yeah. So if they're A-frame, does that mean they're going to have the rooms built and then slide them in?
Like the old style, is that what they're retro styling?
Yeah.
It's some kind of structure. They're assuming that it's, because there's more than one of them currently. If you see this picture, there's at least two of them. So they're assuming these are going to be like cabins, but it could just be like they're outdoor restaurant or something, or maybe something to do with the pool area or something, who knows. But it looks like it might be cabins potentially, so that might be interesting. There's also already looks like 6 floors at least up, maybe 7 floors, so it's moving along very quickly. So this resort will be ready to go in a couple of years, so I'm looking forward to this because I think Bay Lake's beautiful. I would love to stay on Bay Lake more often. So to wrap up, there's no swimming anymore. You used to could swim in Bay Lake, but I definitely wouldn't want to. Like, don't get me near that.
When you say there's no swimming, what did they give a reason why they changed it?
Gators.
Well,
I mean, the main reason was, yes, in 2016, the fatal gator attack for that young
but didn't they have a child. Didn't they have like a lot of restrictions on it prior to that? Like they didn't do near what they used to with parasailing and skiing and all this other good stuff.
Yeah, it says in the 90s when, or maybe the late 80s is when they stopped the swimming part. So, okay. But you could just walk out into the water. There was nothing to stop you from doing that. Now they put the
fences
up all around.
You never saw anybody doing it, though. Because it was not exactly the most appealing body of water in the world.
No, neither was Seven Seas Lagoon. None of it really was like, oh, I can't wait to get in there.
Yeah.
But I remember sitting on the Grand Floridian beach before in that same area where that attack happened, you know, the gator attack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not in the water, but close to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd walk along the shore sometimes because it mm-hmm. was, you know.
Kind well, I think they went a little bit overkill, but it had to be done because if they hadn't, then they would be like,
yeah. Anytime a child gets killed like that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you got to overreact to never have that happen again. So, yeah, swimming ended and it's permanently stopped now.
That was the beginning of the end for Poly Beach. It basically is useless now because you got. What do they call the rooms that floating out over the water? They call them...
Oh, the bungalows.
Yes, yeah. Bungalows. What kind? I couldn't think of the term bungalow. Anyway, now they got the bungalows that's blocking the view. I mean, I remember it was... It's been a couple of years back now, but it was funny because we were there to watch a combination of the fireworks and the water show. And, like, everybody's gathering, like, right there at that little small little section, like, not just to the... Just to the right, I guess, of the pool facing the area. It's like everybody gathers like right there.
Yep.
It's so crowded there. I'm like, because that's the only place you can see both things from.
Right.
Yeah. It's just not the same.
Not the same as it used to be. Yeah. It used to go all the way up on top of that hill. That used to be that big hill up there.
I guess if you have a tower room, you could probably see over the bungalows and see everything. So.
Well, that's the point. Now we want you to just pay for a... expensive room and you can wash from your room and you don't have to worry about the beach.
Right.
Just don't worry about it. Em.
Yeah, because all the, you know, the longhouses, they're not tall enough to overlook the bungalows. So.
Yeah. So Walt actually did get to go on a boat in Bay Lake. Like that. There's several accounts I found where even in the 1965 trip where he did the news conference, whatever, that he went on a boat on Bay Lake. So that was kind of cool. Like Walt had actually set foot in Bay Lake. He was on Bay Lake. I don't know how he was there. That was one of the places we know Walt visited. So that's kind of cool to say, you know.
So like, did he touch the water? So if we went to Bay Lake and touched the water,
well, they drained it. So I guess technically it wouldn't be the same water that Walt touched, but I guess not.
They drained it after Walt. Okay.
Yeah. There's even photos, I believe, of that same day where they took a boat to Discovery Island, too, I believe, with Walt. Yeah. Walt must have been on there, too.
Maybe that's why they abandoned Discovery Island. Walt is still there.
Maybe that's where they buried
his head. Shut it down.
Could be.
That's where Walt, that's where his head is making all these changes from.
The other thing I found, and this is, again, I'm trying to get more sources on sort of these things, but Walt apparently visited in 1966 at least two or three times. Like, there's different sources that say different things, but the last time he visited the property was sometime in, like, May or June of 1966, like, four or five months before he died. 5 months? Is it 5 months before he died? Anyway, so he visited the area where the Contemporary is now. And I think they put him in, like, I guess, I don't know if there was a crane there or something, but they were like, oh, where he could look up over stuff. That was one account that I saw. Again, I don't know if that's true or not necessarily, but interesting that Walt... He was there more times than you'll think. So, and he visited Bay Lake. So that's kind of neat. So the question to leave us with is, if Walt could take a boat across Bay Lake today, what do you think he would say?
If he could take one across Bay Lake today?
Yeah. What do you think he would say?
He'd probably say, this isn't the vision I had. for this property, for this part of the property.
You're like, the world frightens and confuses me.
Yeah.
Like unfrozen caveman lawyer. Remember that?
Sorry. Well, I mean, as I just mentioned, Walt's head is probably stationed on Discovery Island.
So he is overlooking it.
Yeah.
It's not buried at Disneyland. That's under the castle. Isn't that one of the rumors?
No, it's actually in like a test tube or whatever, still giving commands. I've never seen that. What's that? What's that series called? Walt's
Frozen Head.
Yeah. Is it Frozen Head?
Something like that. Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So I don't know what he would say if he saw it. He'd be really confused as to why he's here in 2025. He'd be like, what? Did I get here?
He'd be like, what is this place? It's nothing like what I envisioned. Where's the community of tomorrow?
Yeah, honestly, I think if you could revive him for a day, he'd be like, and you told him, like, we're in 2025 now, and this is your Florida property, he'd be like, where's Epcot? He'd want to see it. He's like, take me to Epcot. That's probably what he would want to see.
And then he would give that that meme that comes from the Blink-182 video when he sees it.
Yeah, right. And then he'd be like, why are people eating on top of trash cans?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Right.
But he'd be like, Bay Lake still looks nice. From what I remember.
Right? He'd be like, why is Disneyland here? Because, you know, you never intended to make a Magic Kingdom.
He'd be like, why are they tearing down my Rivers of America? That's not good.
That's what I'm saying. He'd walk in the park and he'd be like, why is there a Disneyland here as well?
Right.
Not my intention.
Carbon copy. It's not really, but
I mean, think about it. If Walt had been alive, would there be a Magic Kingdom? Probably not.
Well, I think there would be.
No, the investors, remember, they the ones that wanted that after Walt died. Walt never had the intentions of building a second park exactly like what he had in California.
Well, maybe not exactly, but if you look at the Epcot film, it shows theme park on there. It says theme park. So they were going to build a park.
I think but it would have been entirely different. It wouldn't have been a carbon copy.
Maybe.
Not an exact carbon copy. No, I don't think we would have it. I think it would be entirely different.
I think it would still be.
Then again, how much longer would he have lived had he lived a normal life, we'll say, instead of
10, 15.
Because he was how old at the time?
65, I think. He just turned 65.
Well,
so pretty young.
I go say, well, not for that time period. That was about right. So,
I mean, when he smoked as much as he did and all that, probably.
Well, I think the age expectancy was not much more than that.
Right. Yeah. Probably
at that point in time.
Right. But I think he was thinking 10 or 15 more years. I feel like I've heard his daughter say that he had said that once. 10 or 15 more years would be enough to get Epcot done the way he wanted to.
10 or 15? Wow. Well, it did take...
That would have made him be around 80. So he'd live to be 80.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, from the moment he died, it took 15 years for it to open, right? So, yeah,
roughly.
Epcot's. But that's after they already built another park, so...
Maybe that was the goal, was to get Epcot open by that time frame. Maybe that was why they pushed so hard to get it open.
Well, I feel like Epcot was his first project, and that would have actually been what he pressed first, truthfully. And it'd be an actual city, a fully functioning city.
It would have been.
That would have happened had he continued on.
Yeah. But that's another topic for another day.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, though, where can we be found, and how do you reach us?
Well, we have Facebook, we have X, we have Instagram. Those are all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store, which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. We have a YouTube channel. And where can you find the links to that, Adam?
On our website, which is travelingwiththemouse.com. You can email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. Links to that and more are there, including our TeePublic site, where you can get the Team Monorail, Team Skyliner shirts, and more. So, for John, My name is Adam. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip. To Bay Lake.